Mexico's first ever office serving its citizens who live abroad is being closed less than 2 years after opening. The move has upset Mexicans in the United States who have been enjoying newfound respect from the Mexican government. The closure comes amid growing frustration with Mexican President Vicente Fox, whose government has been unable to deliver an immigration accord with the United States. Migrant groups also accuse the government of meddling in how they spend their money back home. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Mexico City.
For decades, Mexicans who crossed into the U.S. were labeled as traitors, used as a political symbol by a regime wary of its northern neighbor. In 2000, when businessman Vicente Fox took power, he flipped that image on its head. Mexicans abroad, he has declared many times, are heroes. In May, he fielded calls from migrants on a national radio show based out of Miami. To my beloved countrymen in the U.S., I want you to know that I profoundly respect your work, Fox said. You do so much for your families. It took a lot of courage to cross the border just to get ahead, he added. We appreciate and respect that, and we have a special office of the president dedicated solely to attending to your needs. But Fox now says that special office is being closed due to budget cuts. Its duties will be absorbed by the foreign ministry. The closure has upset immigrants. Raul Ross is a Mexican migrant leader out of Chicago. He says the office had heralded a new era of good feelings between the state and migrants. Now the message is the exact opposite, he says, that we immigrants are no longer important to the president. If before they were inviting us in through the front door, now once again they're showing us the servant's entrance. Raising migrants' profile has been good politics. The 20 million Mexicans living in the U.S. sent some $9 billion home to their families last year, making remittances Mexico's second biggest source of foreign income after tourism. But despite Fox's overtures, some of that money is now in jeopardy. Expats from the state of Zacatecas say they're withholding $18 million this year for public works projects that would have received matching federal funds. Manuel de la Cruz represents Zacatecans in the U.S. From his Santa Ana office, he says Fox's government is putting too many restrictions on how their money can be spent, and his constituents are furious.
Porque ellos, por ejemplo, ya no quieren que hagamos iglesias, no quieren que pongamos centros de cómputos.
For example, now they're saying we can't construct churches, he says. They don't want us to build computer centers or to help with student scholarships. And this is upsetting our people here, who come together to help out of goodwill, because their friends and families back home don't have such things. De la Cruz says Fox's prestige among Mexicans in the U.S. is on the line. This is Fox's most ambitious goal, reaching an immigration accord for 4 million undocumented Mexicans in the U.S. flounders. George Grayson is an analyst at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Until after this November's elections, Congress doesn't want to touch that issue with a 10-foot pole. And my hunch is that given the increased concerns about terrorism and the porous nature of our borders, that Congress is going to continue to strengthen rather than liberalize U.S. immigration laws.
Raul Ross's Chicago coalition is also threatening to withhold remittances to pressure the Mexican Congress into granting them the vote in Mexican elections. Fox's National Action Party, or PAN, is busily organizing Mexicans in several U.S. states in the hopes that migrants will be able to vote in the 2006 presidential elections. That's some 10 million potential ballot casters, a swing vote impossible to ignore. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.